Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Again, I want to say good morning to each and every one of you. Pastor Mike Beebe with the Golgotha Church of Christ in Chicago, Illinois. And we start our week off Monday, usually Monday through Friday, with prayer. We start off every day, but we do a prayer with you guys first thing in the morning. And so my day is just starting. So it's a little late this morning, but because it was late last evening, but we're just getting started this morning. So we definitely want to go to God in prayer this morning. But before we go and ask God for what we need, it's always a good thing for us to listen to God first, how it shapes our minds, shapes our attitude, shapes the things that we do. So many times we go to God, we want to beg God for this and ask God for that, and that's all in line. He asks us to ask, and it shall be given. Seek, you shall find. Knock, the door shall be opened unto you. But it's also more appropriate that we listen to God first. Let God shape our day. Let God shape our minds first, and it may help us in how we ask and how we go to Him first thing in the morning. So it's such a blessing to be a child of God and to allow the Lord to work in our lives. It's such a blessing to know Him and to be able to allow the Lord to help us in our everyday needs. Amen, somebody. We work in, we also work in collaboration with Armed and Dangerous Ministries out of Des Moines, Iowa. And so it's a wonderful thing to be able to collaborate in prayer and Bible study with others that love the other believers that love to read scriptures and that understand that God is real. We live in a society today where that seems to be a misnomer, seems to be overlooked. And so we as believers need to come together and quit arguing with one another. We need to sit down and, as the Bible says, let us reason together. And it takes reasonable people, logical people, to reason together and look at the Word of God. Amen, somebody. We're going to start our morning meditation, our morning scripture, allowing God to talk to us with Psalms 112. Psalms 112. And I always love reading the book of Psalms because, as you know, and historically, it was Israel's song. Well, good morning, Rosalind Redmond. Good morning. Good to see you this morning. Just getting started. Had a long night with yesterday in worship, and then you know, the marathon was here, and so I drive a taxi as well, so moving a lot of people around, and I'm just now getting up and moving this morning. I thank God that I set my own schedule and that He allows me to get up, but I'm a little later than we normally are, but we're still going to start our day out, the fiscal day out, with the Word of God and with prayer. Those of you that are on, if you could share the video, we'd definitely appreciate it. Therefore, others will have the opportunity to view as well. Hold on one second. I see my cousin Wee coming in. Hey, what's going on, Doc?
All right.
I'm on my morning prayer line. You want to call in?
What's the number?
The number is 619-924-0767.
619-240.
No. 619-924-0767.
All right. Yeah, I'll call in.
All right, call in right now.
All right.
All right, again, for those of you that are calling on, that want to call in on our international line. We're broadcasting live also in Norway, in Canada, in the United Kingdom, as well as the continental United States. So you can dial in at 619-924-0767. Again, 619-924-0767. Psalms 112. Is where we're at today. I see you on there, Doc. Psalms 112 is where we're at today. The Bible says, hallelujah. Happy is the man who fears the Lord, taking great delight in his commands. His descendants will be powerful in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Amen, somebody. Again, I'm reading from the Holman Christian Standard Bible, and you may be reading from your translation, which is one. I see you. Big Joe, good morning, Doc. Sorry you're standing up this morning. Praise is always important. I'm up a little later. Again, if you'd like to share the video, those that are on Facebook Live, that would be very much appreciative. Those that are calling in on our blog talk line, 619-924-0767. Also know that you are being broadcasted in Norway and in Canada and in the United Kingdom as well as the continental United States. You're among the group there as well. All right, Psalms 112. Again, I'll start again. This is traits of the righteous. So if you're righteous, you want to be righteous, these are some traits that you need to pay attention to, some kibbles and bits, some protein for your spiritual system. Amen, somebody? All right, hallelujah. Happy is the man who fears the Lord, taking great delight in his commands. His descendants will be powerful in the land. That's your offspring. That's your lineage. That's your family. You want them to be powerful. You want them to have, it starts with the tree of yourself doing right. You can turn dysgenerational things around, dysfunctional situations in our community around, just when you make a difference with the Lord. Good morning, Eliza Flowers. Good to see you. We're in Psalms 112. Verse number 2 is, descendants will be powerful in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Light shines in the darkness for the upright. He is gracious, compassionate, and righteous. Good will come to a man who lives generously and conducts his business fairly. Amen. Somebody need to hear that this morning. Doc, you need to go off. And we need to go out and highlight that one. That might be your thing this morning, our junior. Good will come to the man or to the individual. The word man is used in its plurality, dealing with male and female, because Adam and Eve was called man, right? So it's not in its gender, but in its generality, right? So good will come to a man who ends. Who lends generously and conducts his business fairly. A lot of crooked business being conducted this morning, being conducted throughout this land, right? But when you do things the way God wants them to do, you will be prosperous, and it's a stamp of how your relationship is with God. Oh, you may be getting over on people, but you're not getting over on God. And see, God is the upper man. He has a great daytimer. And at any good time, when he gets ready, he can put the hammer down on you. Amen, somebody. Good to see you, honey. You can leave me alone. I don't want to get good and ready. We're on Blog Talk as well. Who will never be shaken. Oh, I like that. The righteous man will be remembered forever. This is the Lord. That is portraying this and having us to understand these, taking off the pages of inspiration. The righteous man will be remembered forever. He will not fear bad news. Amen, somebody. His heart is confident, trusting in the Lord. But Joe, I know you know what I'm talking about there, don't you? I know you know what I'm talking about there. You will be a confidence. There will be an empowering that takes place within the heart of man. Look at verse 8. His heart is assured. He will not fear. In the end, he will look in triumph at his foe, on his foes. He distributes freely to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His home will be exalted in honor. The wicked man will see it and be angry. He will gnash his teeth in despair. the desire of the wicked man will come to nothing. Did you see that? The very desire of a wicked person is going to be nothing. Oh, they may look powerful right now. They look like they have the upper hand. Oh, it looks like it has an appearance that it's got it coming together. But in the end, there's no quality in it. They're building their house on sand. It will come to nothing. The righteous will always prevail in the end. Psalms 113. Hallelujah. Give praise, servants of Yahweh. Praise the name of Yahweh. Let the name of Yahweh be praised. Both now and forever, from the rising of the sun to the setting, let the name of Yahweh be praised. Yahweh is exalted above all the nations, his glory above the heavens. Who is like Yahweh, our God? The one enthroned on high, who stoops down to look on the heavens and the earth. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the garbage pile. Amen, somebody. In order to seat them with nobles, with the nobles of the people, he gives the childless woman a household, making her the joyful mother of children. Hallelujah. Psalms 114. When Israel came out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people who spoke a foreign language, Judah became his sanctuary, Israel his dominion. The sea looked and fled, the Jordan turned back, the mountains skipped like rams, the hills like lambs. Why was it, sea, that you fled? Jordan, that you turned back, mountains that you skipped like rams, hills like lambs. Tremble, earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, who turned the rock into a pool of water. Good morning, Shania. Still need to see you this morning. The flint into the spring of water. Psalm 115. Not to us, Yahweh. Not to us, but to your name give glory. Sister Holly, good to see you this morning. With Psalm 115. Somebody needs to hear that again. Not to us, Yahweh. Not to us, but to your name give glory. Because of your faithful love, because of your truth. Why should the nations say, where is their God? Our God is in heaven. Amen, somebody. And does whatever he pleases. That's a sovereign God, right? Has the power to do whatever he chooses. Amen. Their idol are silver and gold made by human hands. They have mouths that cannot speak, eyes but cannot see. They have ears but cannot hear, noses but cannot smell. They have hands but cannot feel, feet but cannot walk. They cannot make a sound with their throats. Those who make them are just like them and are all who trust in them. Israel trusts in the Lord. He is their help and shield. House of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. You who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. That encompasses all of us. Those who give reverence to God, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. Does somebody need to know that this morning? God is here to help you. He is your very help in your time of need. He is the protector of you. The Lord remembers us and will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, small and great alike. Oh, I know this is Old Testament, right? But there's some golden nuggets that we can get, some protein that we can pull. This is your protein shake for your spiritual mind today. May the Lord add to your numbers, both yours and your children. May you be blessed by the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The heavens are the Lord's, but the earth is given to the human race. It is not the dead who praise the Lord, nor any of those descending into the death of silence. But we will praise the Lord both now and forever. Hallelujah. Psalms 116. I love the Lord. Can you say that this morning? Do you really love the Lord? How do you treat him? He died for you. What will you do for him? Sometimes we won't even set time aside for prayer. We have got too busy in our daily walk that we won't even give God our time. Thank God for delivery. Psalms 116. I love the Lord because he has heard my appeal for mercy. Because he has turned his ear to me, I will call out to him as long as I live. If you ain't been through nothing, you don't understand this. If you've not had sickness, you don't understand this. If you haven't dealt with death close to you or even in your own, been on this front row, you don't understand this right here. The ropes of death were wrapped around me, and the torments of Sheol overcame me. I encountered trouble and sorrow. Then I called on the name of Yahweh. Yahweh saved me. The Lord is gracious and righteous. Our God is compassionate. Amen, somebody. The Lord guards the inexperienced. You see that? The Lord guards the inexperienced. Even you don't know what you're doing, God got you. I was helpless, and he saved me. Return to your rest, my soul, for the Lord has been good to you. For you, Lord, rescued me from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. Amen, somebody. I believe even when I said I am severely afflicted, in my alarm I said, everyone is a liar. How can I repay the Lord for all the good he has done for me? If y'all don't highlight that in your text and make that your daily mantra for today, for this week, for this month, for the remainder of your lifetime, but definitely for today's meditation. I just marked it in mine. I know, see, it just, when it comes back up, I need to go back and read it again. How can I repay the Lord for all the good he has done for me? It comes by helping to forgive somebody that probably don't need forgiveness. Feed somebody that's been your enemy. Close somebody that has cussed you out. Come on now. When negativity comes your way, you need to combat it with the love of God. That's how you can show God that he's good to you. How can I repay the Lord for all the good he has done for me? I will take the cup of salvation and call on the name of Yahweh. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. The death of his faithful ones is valuable in the Lord's sight. Lord, I am indeed your servant. I am your servant, the son of your female servant. You have loosened my bonds. I will offer you a sacrifice of thanksgiving and call on the name of Yahweh. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people in the courts of the Lord's house within you, Jerusalem. Hallelujah. And the final psalm for the day. Share two verses, Psalms 117. Praise the Lord, all nations. Glorify him, all people. For his faithful love to us is great. The Lord's faithfulness endures forever. Hallelujah. We read this morning for our own meditation, God speaking to our spiritual heart, the temporal nodes of our brain, the directed box for us today, the rudder in our boat. We are speaking, we are listening to God from Psalms 112 to Psalms 117. In that reading, those five chapters, you should have been able to highlight something that you can take with you this morning. Oh, the one that really stands out to me is, how can I repay the Lord for all the good he has done for me? I'm going to go through all day today as I'm dealing in and out, walking in and out in the land of the dying, trying to get to the land of the living. I'm going to use this day to help me stay on the straight and narrow. It's prayer time. It's prayer time. For those of you who may have any prayer requests, you can type them in. Those that are on Blog Talk, we will bring you on if you have any requests at that time at the completion of the prayer. It's prayer time. Let me open this up now at this time. Oh, I just logged somebody out. Lord have mercy. Did not mean to do that. Hopefully they'll call back. Father God, in the sweet name of Jesus, Father, to you we give honor and praise today, thanking you the best we know how. Thanking you for the rain and for the pain and for all the goodness, Father. We thank you for just being a great God, for beside you there is no other. God, I ask you to continue to help us and strengthen us in our daily walk. Be with us as we continue to move the way you would have for us to move. Father, help us to have a mind to do the thing that you need for us to do. Empower us, Lord, to let us know that we're not weak and feeble, but we are your people. Father, we ask you to help us in our daily walk, help us in our daily talk, help us in our daily moves. We can't even brush our teeth without you. Father, we thank you so much for the love that you've shown to us on Golgotha Hill. You took on atonement. You took on the sin of man. Even when you had not sinned, you came out of the pinnacles and the penthouse of heaven down into this ghetto world in order to help us be restored, to be put back in place when man was knocked out of place. When we disobey God, it removes us from our position, but it takes the blood of Jesus to restore us. And we thank you, Father. We honor you. We lift up holy hands on this day for what you did for us that we could not do for ourselves. There is no friend like the friend of Jesus. There is no love like the love of the divine. There is no there is no existence mentally in the human feeble mind for the infinity of faithful love that you show mankind. Oh, dear Father, we thank you. Thank you this morning. We ask you to continue to be with us as we move and as we go in and out. Special prayer for those that are sick and afflicted. Special prayer for those that are going through various things. Like to pray this morning for those that are online, that are watching. Special prayer for Russell Kujihara. Ask you to be with him, strengthen him, and bless him in ways he stands in need of. Be with the people that he comes in contact with. Be with his family, Father. Give them great health. Allow him to continue to stay centered in God's word. Special prayer for sickness for Sister Rosa Redmond. Ask you to bless and keep her. Keep her going on, Father. Love her so very much. Ask you to bless her and keep her, strengthen her. Be with her family. Be with the work that she does. be with the strength of the hands. Father, continue to help her to move in and out amongst the people. Father, continue to be with her in her daily walk of life. Special prayer for Big Joe this morning. I ask you to be with Big Joe Thomas, strengthen him and bless him where he stands in need of. Father, we're always praying for Yahshua, his son. Father, and it's just a good thing to be able to pour in to someone. And that's his many needs. That's his son, Yahshua. Father, I've known Joe for over 30 years. We've worked together. That's been my musical brother, my musical backbone in the Mike Peavy Band for so many years, along with so many others. But the mainstay was Joe on bass, Herb Walker, Terry Morissette, lovers. Father, I'm asking you just to be with him and strengthen him on this day. Joe has epilepsy. A lot of folks in the world know the Cujo. I call him the old Joe, that old dog, that salivating dog that would go and grab everything, that was looking for the next, that was hungry for the world. But Father, people are now being blown away by the new Joe. It's almost like a Saul versus Paul experience. On his Damascus road, Big Joe is now telling everyone he sees, musical or whatever, how great God is. Well, I knew Joe before God was the last thing on his mind. Now I get texts, I get Facebook requests, and he was talking with somebody about how good God is and giving praise that every morning on Facebook, through Steve Wood, through Larry McCray, through others that have contacted me, talking with her, I know that he's doing what you need for him to do, Father. Bless his health for you in his older years, and now finds out he's an epileptic, and he's been dealing with epilepsy. Give him the right diet to eat, Father. Give him the right energy to do, and give him the right rest that his body needs. But Father, allow him to continue to share not only the musical talents you've given him throughout the world as he's teaching folks at the School of Rock how to play bass and et cetera, but I ask you also, Father, to have him pass you that through the seeds of the agenda that you have, that they can't make it without you, that they need you at the center of everything that they do. For you elevate people. You make a way where there is no way. Father, praying for Elisa Flowers this morning. That should be with Elisa. Eliza, bless her, strengthen her in ways you know she really stands in need of. That should continue to strengthen her in the work that she does, Father. Be with the entire Flowers family. Continue to help them through whatever is the challenges that may be existing today. Give them great health. Father, we're praying this morning for Sister Shania Stanley. I should be with Sister Strickler, where she stands in need of. Father, give her that intentional fortitude to continue to push through the cobwebs of sin, the cobwebs of disappointment that you get with people that keep you from moving forward, Father. Be with her on this morning. Allow her to keep focused with you. Allow her to stay planted in your word, that your word will continue to carry us, continue to have her fly like an eagle over the cesspool of sin that we have to see and exist in this gathered world. Praying for that great poet extraordinaire, Sandra Holly. Father, well, she can put together some words, and she just has an infectious spirit. The entire Holly family has, but start with Mama. She has just an infectious spirit, and I love her so very much. She's always been in my corner. Always has a smile on her face. I don't care what's going on, how difficult it looks. She's always encouraging. And for a younger student of the Bible, a younger Christian, it's just good to see fortitude, good to see faith being in charge of someone's life. Father, she energizes me. I ask you to continue to be with her, strengthen her, be with her family in ways that they should stand in need of. Any heartache they may have, any difficulty they may have, Father, I'm asking you to just wipe the tears away and help them in their daily walk. Allow her to continue to write words of inspiration that she develops from the pages of inspiration to be able to encourage those far and near. Use that gift to magnify you, Lord. Bless her holy name. Praying, Father, for J.D. Burton, J.D. Payne, J.D. Jeff Burton, my good friend from way back when, professional wrestler. And I ask you just to be with his heart, Father, for a lot of his wrestling brothers, WWE, WWF, and WWG, I guess it would be. A lot of them are passing on, Father, and I could feel the pain in the former in as he posts those things of goodbyes. But Father, I ask you to be with Jeff. Jeff's always been a straight-ahead guy. He's also always been a good, strong brother, not just physically, but mentally. And sometimes we get weighed down by the dealings in life, Father. So I'm asking you to continue to prop him up, Kim, give him the strength that he needs to continue to roll on. Continue to make strong posts about health and about people, and to continue to help us to help the younger generation that do not understand that they need to continue to push forward. And so, Father, I'm praying for him that you be with him through this day. He always posts pictures of him in his office. He's in his truck doing the work he needs to do. But let him glorify you, Father, in the work that he does in his daily work. Praying for my auntie, Sandra Peavy, who's online. Good morning, auntie. Ask you to be with her, strengthen her in ways you know she readily stands in need of. Father, I'm asking you it's just good to see my auntie have faith. Over the years, she's embattled so many different things, and she's always been strong, always been a person that knocks it off, and through comedy many times she'll tell a joke or something, and you don't know if she's hurting or not. But Father, it seems like here recently there's been a new look to my Aunt Sandra. And I thank you for that, Father, that she has found faith in your word. And I pray that you take her even deeper in your word, Father, that you allow, that you have a personal one-on-one with her, that she will continue to flourish and continue to show the love of you. Oh, be with her daughter, Satyra. Be with my cousin. Be with my cousin, Daryl. She'll find this blessing the way they stand in need of. Not only praying for her, praying for my Aunt Tanya. They're fraternal twins. And usually Tanya will be the one that will be the strongest, and Sandra will be the weakest. But right now, at the passing of my grandmother a year ago, I saw strength in my Aunt Sandra and weakness in my Aunt Tanya. I'm asking you, Father, to be with her, strengthen her, carry her through this situation, Father. Her baby, Alex, is about to get married. I ask you to be with my cousin, strengthen him and bless him the way he stands in need of, that he'll be a chip off the old block. Father, I'm asking you just to be with my family, far and near. Brother Ernest Lemon is on. A little behind time, but on his time, my brother. I understand that. You're always on time when God's on time. And he's always an encourager to me. I love this brother in and out. We just did our midday prayer. We did our phone. He was always there. One that I can go to in the scripture that will use the scripture to teach and show the realness of God. You can't turn to everybody. And God sends certain people to you. And he's one of those brothers. When I was in the midst of my difficulty, he was able to help me to see some things. I thank you, Lord, for him. Praying for him, for his wife, Concentra, praying for his daughters. I think one of them has a new job, he was saying, and the teaching and things that they're doing, Father, wherever they are, far in there, they've been to Honduras or wherever else, and you've carried them and you've comforted them, my Father. And I'm asking you just to continue to be with them even more. But one of the biggest feathers I think he has in his cap is that he continues to see about his mother, Mom Peggy. I was endeared to her before I knew she had them as children. Feelings, as folks will sometimes say. Father, I call it Aretha Franklin of the Church of Christ. That sister has some pipes, and she has this, there's just a fervor about her that shapes her. Father, I ask you to continue to bless her and strengthen her in her waning years, be with her health, that she will always be an encourager. Father, she's always been a light in a bright, in a dark day in my life. I'm asking you to continue to strengthen her, be with her as she continues to move forward. Be with all the children. She has a great legacy. Some of her sons was actually with us here at the Golgotha Church of Christ. We're praying for Dominic, we're praying for James, praying for OT. Didn't even know that OT was in there. And all the daughters, I should bless them and keep them in ways they really stand in need of. I'm sure there's some I'm missing, Father, but we ask you just to cover them in court. Praying for my cousin Lee, who's on, our junior, I should be with him and bless him in ways he really stands in need of. Be with his work through Capital Finance, strengthen him and bless him, that it will flourish and he will continue to help many. Be with his family, be with Angie, his wife, and be with the children as he my brother, Art Sr., passed this year, as his dad. Father, I ask you to continue to be with him and strengthen him as he takes on big shoes of the big old. Father, but we know the student will become like the teacher and believe he's prepared. Praying for my cousin, Lachelle, I should be with her and strengthen her in ways she stands in need of. And just my entire family. Praying for my wife, who's online as well. I ask you to continue to be with her. That's my words that you gave me, Father. Sometimes, Father, I understand that you got to go through the prickliness on the stem of the rose. You may get stuck every once in a while. But there's a flower on the end that's second to none. I'm asking you to be with my queen, be with my rose. Continue to allow her to trust in you. Trust and not be fearful. Father, be with her. See, I only have the day off work today. And ask you to continue to strengthen her and give everybody rest, but also give her the focus to not have this time be wasted with television, et cetera, but allow to spend time in your word and to be able to start thinking about what she has for ministry for next year, as we're now starting to put together the finance for that year. For a ladies' day, a ladies' retreat, or whatever she wants to have, we need to get that planned and get that on paper. So, Father, I'm asking you to continue to help her to define the things that she would like to do so that we can execute accordingly, as you've told us to, count up the cost, and then be able to execute so that you will get God, you will get glory and honor and praise, and we will do things decent and in order. For our works are what follows us. We don't want to be sloppy about the Lord's business. Father, we ask you just to be with all the people we come in contact with. We're praying for our daughters, Nicole and Juanita. We're praying for our family, Mom Linda, as she be with her. Thank you for restoring her health. I think she was down with flu-like symptoms or something the other day. It looked like she's bounced back a little bit, Father. Thank you for that. Praying for Angie and for Patrick and for Deja and for Jazz and for all the clan, Father. Bless them the way they stand in need of. My sister-in-law, Alice, I should be with her. D'Angelo, we're praying for Rashonda. Praying for little Savannah and little DJ. I should bless them all the ways they really stand in need of. Praying for my sister-in-law's campaign. I should be with her. She's running for president of the United States, Father. Making some noise down in Georgia. We ask you, Father, to continue to be with her in her daily walk. Alice Teagues, 2020. .com, I believe, is her is the website. But Father, I'm asking you just to be with her, that whatever campaign she does, that it will glorify you. The people she comes in contact with will be able to see you and not her, and you will use her as a vessel. And the importance is not that she gets to the White House. The importance is that she makes a difference in this world, and that you will do the things that you do. And that's for all of us, Father. For we are walking through this land as pilgrims, sojourners. This world is not our home, the song says. We're just passing through. Our treasure, our value, the things that we have worth must be laid up beyond the blue. Father, we're looking to get to heaven. I'm not looking to find heaven here on earth. For heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will stand firm. I'm looking to be with you in the celestial ceiling of the world, celestial seat of existence. Father, we're just praying today, praying for my mother. I should be with her, be with her health as she's moving forward. I'm doing well. I'm getting ready to move into directorship at Paparazzi, so we're so thankful for that. Glad to see that we'll be able to be a part of that as well, as long as we'll be able to help our ministries. Also praying for Felix and Skirky and Bill and Irv. Praying for Mary Floyd, praying for Mary Walker and all their families as well. Praying for Brenda Butler as she bless her and keep her and all her families as well. Praying for the deans. Special prayer for the deans that buried another relative. Ask you to Father be with them and strengthen them in ways they readily stand in need of. Those that may still be traveling or just dealing with the existence of detachment, Father, we ask you just to govern them and help them. Praying for my sister Lois. Continue to heal her leg, Father, and continue to heal her mind. Looking forward to seeing her in a couple weeks, Father, and ask you to continue to bless her and keep her and govern my trip. We have to spend some time at home. Some very valuable time. Praying, Father, for the Raylon family. I should bless them and keep them. Ways they stand in need of, for Art and Marcy, for the daughter, I think of her name, Sydney, and also for Jordan. I'm thankful for the invitation and look forward to be with them. We're going to have an anniversary on the 20th, and then we'll be with them on the 27th. We're praying that everything goes well, Father. And as a young brother in the Word, I'm praying that you allow the Word to dig deep and to allow him to see things in the Word. That as we have to govern the people, that the Word will help us. If we continue to develop and you take us where we need to be, unity is possible. We'll be able to all be in one accord. In that one ecclesia. We'll get out of denominationalism. We'll find out that there is no denominationalism in Scripture. Father, if you allow us to really dig deep in your word. So we thank you. We love you. We adore you on this day. Father, I'm asking you to be with all those on our prayer list. I don't have it in front of me today, but I'm asking you to comfort them, strengthen them, and we'll have to have it back up tomorrow. All these blessings we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Let's collectively say amen, amen, and amen again. Do something for somebody today that can't repay you for giving Jesus Christ and him crucified. Enjoy your morning. Good morning, Your Majesty. Have a great day. God bless.